It's the Friendly Geordies podcast, and I have some news that needs to be clarified because Sandy, who is a long-time listener and also long-time commentator as well, but she is part of a chat group where somebody asked, "Hey, is there any podcast I should be listening to, preferably Australian?" Someone else in said chat room said that you should be listening to the Friendly Geordies one. And their response was, quote, "Yeah, I gave that a go, but they talked about a threesome with old men for half the podcast."
Hey, that was our best episode. It's going on the show reel.
Are you sure? Do you remember talking about that ever?
Yeah, I think it's probably one of those Rocco episodes.
I don't remember the old men.
But Rocco doesn't have sex with old men.
Dude, yeah. As if
that's
like
one of the
matters.
Only people he hasn't had sex with.
Dude, I don't remember that, actually. I don't remember talking about that.
But like, yeah. I don't find it hard to believe that we were talking about a threesome with old people. Like,
It sounds right.
No, wait, it is vaguely we should. Coming back to me. It is vaguely coming back to me. I think that it was something about, given the hypothetical, would we do it? And I'm pretty sure we're like, sure, why not?
And we talked about it for half an episode?
Yeah, that I completely understand that. Because I would be in the background just going like, can we move on? Can we change the next segment? And Jordan's like, no, we haven't exhausted this as yet.
There's so many angles to this.
I think she's looking at it the wrong position, in the wrong perspective. What other pod could you get that from? None.
Unless, of course, the site lemonparty.com started its own podcast for that one image they have. And, of course, the other GIF that they popularized, which is a man receiving anal sex from another man who has a limp penis. And it's just a GIF of the penis going up and down with the penis swinging around with the music going, "You spin me right round, baby, right round."
You just reminded me of something really funny. A mate of mine told me that they had a teacher that was like really uppity, and basically what was that teacher we had in school where he only turned lights on with a broom because he was scared of getting electrocuted?
Mr. Fisher, who is very debatable whether or not he had a top lip.
Yeah. He was right. No, I thought it was petrol.
Maybe.
Anyway,
who I used
to call
Mr. Petrol, which is something that a 3-year-old does.
Was his name actually Petrol?
No, it was Petrol, but I'd go, "I just did my math, Mr. Petrol." But just, and then you go, "Shut up! I'm doing math. I thought I was talking about World War II." He had Alzheimer's. This is how budget.
Did he have? That's horrible.
It just seemed it. At our school, we had a bunch of teachers that were Egyptian for some reason, could barely speak English, and were teaching English.
Fabian,
and we had a maths teacher that just used to sit there and go, "Let me just tell you about World War II. Were you there?" No, I wasn't in World War II. I'm still here, aren't I? Anyway, it was
so
terrible in the trenches.
Was he Father Christmas? He might as well have been. Anyway, you just reminded me of this funny story. I think it's really funny, though. He went to Morris Brothers, and he had one of those teachers that was just like, anything would tick him off, you know what I mean? Really, really proud of his job and really just gets ticked off super easily.
Yeah.
You're in a class and he left. He left the class to, you know, go get some sheets. And he had a projector up. No, sorry. They had his computer up. Anyway, they got Lemon Party up on his computer.
Classic.
And then he came back and then like he kind of didn't really notice it. And then he'd come back with a different teacher and he just went to open his computer. And there was just this old guys ramming each other. And then he pretty much like went into this whole, yeah, really proud teacher, you know, went under this whole investigation. I think he was forced to resign from the job that he loved.
Because of you.
Not me, my friend. And he said that him and all his mates were in on it and they're all just like they watched him see it with this other teacher and were just like, "Oh my God," and just couldn't stop laughing. And he looked up and was just like, and then just as they caught their, just as he caught their faces, they piss bolted away. And then this other teacher like kind of believed, they didn't believe that it wasn't his. Like he basically lost his job because of it. Oh my, he lost that his job. Like to this day, there's like a small proportion of teachers in Morris Brothers that are just like, that man was troubled. And he can't and he can't live it down. And whenever my friend tells me the story, he laughs so hard that like he can't finish the story. He sort of like has to sort of like cradles over like his he's sort of suffering from some ailment, and then half an hour later he'll just be like wipe the tears and go and then he lost his job and he never taught again. And it just like goes back into it. I mean, it's so horrible, but you're just saying
that's
lemon
comedy gold.
I know, yeah, but
how much funnier is that than Seth Meyers?
I mean, I love
don't know
that story.
About that. Have you heard the segment "The Joke Seth Can't Tell"?
I actually don't know.
True. Apart from that, he has his moments.
Wait, which one, like Seth Meyers again?
The one that looks like a cuck.
That's really broad.
Yeah.
He's the one that looks like a chipmunk that's getting sucked through a black hole.
Now I know. Now, yes, it's come to me. just on a side note again, I know this is a side note from a side note, but how good is this? How good is this? The same guy. God, I wish I went to Morris Brothers sometimes. I mean, so many classic stories.
But also kind of glad that we played soccer at lunch as opposed to just getting rocks pegged at us.
Yeah,
that must be a good feeling.
I kind of instinctively...
Not getting stoned to debt.
Yeah, yeah.
I know what that feels like.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of instinctively changed my mind there. Yeah, yeah. What would I rather? A bunch of pansies playing... That's what we are. We were all just pansies playing handball, basically. Yeah. And like...
And it was illegal not to do a pirouette before hitting the ball.
Exactly. Our school was basically just... It was that movie, Priscilla, Queen
Story.
Of the Desert.
Yeah.
So that was our school.
Yeah, it was.
Us included. So either that or just getting pummeled. For like anything. Just getting pummeled, just being like, give me, you still got the crush on that sandwich, eh?
You know what's funny?
You're going to cop it.
I actually have a very similar story to that. When I was living in Malaysia, I think I've told you this, Jordan. There used to be this one guy, I think he was from the Yemen, and he'd just sit in the corner.
The Yemen.
He'd sit in one corner, like he wouldn't speak to anyone. He looked like he was, you know, he looked pretty Muslim.
Looked pretty Muslim.
He was so Muslim, he wore a burqa.
two kebabs, just rocking two.
Two kebabs.
Wasn't even eating them. Just carries them around like babies.
Yeah,
trying to fit him through the veil. Gives up, puts him in a blender, just chucks it through that.
Yeah. Obviously, how else would you do? The logistics of it are impossible. So this guy, he is supposed to, we were all supposed to do these presentations for class, right? So it's his
turn.
This
was at school.
Yeah, this was like when I was like year 12.
Yeah.
So it's his turn to do the presentation. He comes in, he plugs in his USB, never heard this guy speak.
Mm.
For some reason, he clicks on a file and automatically two guys boning each other hard.
No.
And the thing, like the best thing, like it's and like it, and it's kind of funny, right? But the thing, he freezes. He goes,
God,
so it's
amazing. Yeah.
It's literally playing
for
like 5 minutes straight.
What?
At this point.
He can't turn it off?
No, he's just flustering. He's literally like that cow that's about to get slaughtered and has just been stunned. And the teacher is just so confused at this point that even he's stunned. He's just sitting there, I was like,
oh my
okay,
God,
I guess we're
horrible.
Seeing this now. And then he finally manages to get it off. He runs out of the class, and I kid you not, does not show up for the rest of the semester. I don't know what happened to him.
Of course
he
shouldn't.
He's never seen again.
No, that was the least he should have done. I mean, I would assume that if you're in a Muslim majority country, where I'm pretty sure it's illegal to be gay.
I'm pretty sure he just ran out of the classroom, and as soon as he was in the courtyard, this giant fist just pummeled him into the earth. He was just smote.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad for the guy,
obviously.
I mean, that is brutal, but poor guy. So he was just homosexual.
You know? Yeah, I guess. Yeah. What a way of coming out, right?
Yeah, what a way. Dude, you know that he was just like, oh. He probably just, like, literally had to move to another country.
Yeah. He had already moved to another country. He was from the Yemen and he was living in Malaysia.
Oh, damn.
So he now has to go to a third country.
Just knocking off every Middle Eastern country.
Slightly less Muslim, aka Great Britain.
Jesus.
Later.
We all know what's going down there.
Can I just tell my real quick story? I know this has turned into a segment.
You've already told two.
I know, one. I know this is. I know this segment's just turned into like, those were the days. But like, this one's worth it. How good's this? At same school. He went into the bathroom once, and someone has just done a turd on the ground, and then and it was just like, oh, and then the teacher just walked in, and was just like, oh my god. And so there was a massive turd on the ground. So then, like, what happened was they got a whole assembly for all the boys that were in that year or something, like, because they were like, you know. And then apparently he said that they were all sitting in this, like, auditorium. And he's like, this is not a laughing matter, boys. This is serious stuff, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. And then, like, occasionally.
How is it not funny?
I know.
Turd on the ground.
And then occasionally, he said that my mate, occasionally. This guy just likes laughing, I guess. But, like, again, he was, like, in the background, or in the group, and he was just like, ooh. And he couldn't stop laughing. He's like, right, who was it? And then none of the boys would admit it. Snitch each other.
Yeah.
And so, like, periodically, this guy's been like, this is really serious business, boys. Your HSC is in serious jeopardy. And in
the
five
shitting on the floor.
I know. And in yeah, 5 minutes,
imagine getting a mystery
mark. That's not future. Okay. Yeah, you can't destroy someone's future for taking a dump.
I know.
You're supposed to reward them with a TV show.
I know. And like,
he was close.
And apparently, there was one guy that had a really distinct laugh, which was like, oh, 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 oh. And then everyone else started laughing. Anyway, I wish I went to Mara. Seriously,
yeah.
So good.
That's so good. That guy should have been made the prefect.
Straight away. Just recklessness, man.
Comedic timing.
So after talking about that for 12 minutes,
mm.
The general upshot of that is no, we don't just talk about gutter crap on this podcast.
Yeah. No, we don't.
And the next segment highbrow. Is to prove that.
Yeah,
Miss Love. Took a photo of his cock, sent it to Ali.
Yeah, this is a funny story. This is how
I wasn't
crazy
sure if you were
going to
go into that.
Is.
But I was really keen on just being like, anyway, let's talk about my cock.
Yeah, so
we're all keen, Miss Love.
So Miss Love calls Miss Love says that. So, boys, the restaurant's about to close in like 5 minutes. So, can you place an order now? Because the kitchen's not going to be working. So I'm like, all right, I'll do it.
My
if
lame
you send
job.
Me. A dick pic, and then it's like, yeah, easy.
Right as rain.
And I'm at this point, I'm just like, there's no fucking way Miss Love could send me.
What set of mind were you in?
It's incredible as well, because he does look like an LA porn star. Just very shabbily clothed, a lot of very small tattoos on his arm that he thinks mean stuff.
And a cross. Yeah, all porn stars do wear crosses. I don't know why.
It's my eternal struggle.
Yeah.
And all of Miss Love's tattoos collectively cost $25.
The pathetic thing is, that's not true, but it's pathetic that it's not. Jesus.
Dude, that Lisa Simpson tattoo was done by Jordan, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's true.
What, Lisa doesn't have spikes.
So, Jordan, I'll bring out the picture.
Yes, because I haven't seen his penis so far. So, as this is an extremely highbrow podcast, I will be looking at it for the first time and judging
that,
and describing it to you, listener.
That person that, I mean, it's not full frontal. It's kind of more the... You
gave a side on glance.
You judge.
So it's like a Loch Ness monster photograph.
Yeah. It's more
really
like a Loch Ness
sure.
cock. Loch Ness cockstar.
It's also like in his restaurant's cool room.
That's
is
so
mad.
Bad.
Why did you do that? You gave yourself shrinkage.
I know.
This is not
why
impressive.
Why didn't you do it near
his
I don't know if we should just say that, but it's too late. Because, it was a...
Oh, so you just got... Okay.
He can't contain his laughter. He
Jordan
cannot contain
it. Jordan is mental right now.
He's got his head
over the majority of his car.
It was major shrinkage. I couldn't do the full frontal. And also, you can't do that these days. It's on bloody Facebook the next day.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do. Put it up on Facebook.
I knew you were.
He's got a lot of cuts on his head, so it looks like a zombie is wanking him. And he has one testicle sort of flailing out from the side. And he's got it crossed around his penis. And I think what's happened here is that he's folded his penis in half and is just showing a little glance preview. Of it. So it is. Yeah. It is like the Loch Ness Monster bobbing yes. up and then going back down
exactly.
into the murky depths.
It was, I mean, the full frontal is just such a commitment, you know.
and this isn't?
Well, yeah,
how
really.
Is this not a massive commitment? Someone said, "Show me your dick," and you said, "Okay."
He asked.
And this is, and like, I asked, I said once, and it was, and I laughed after it too, implying that I don't actually want you to send me a dick pic.
I didn't say a joke. I didn't take it. Nothing jocular about what you said, Ollie. It was very plain of fact. It was essentially question time style question, and I was like, well, I'm sending him a variety of other pictures. He's asked for something else. I might as well.
That was his response. I'm like, dude, why? Why
he loves it. I mean, Ali's at a very curious age. We must foster this. Yes, everyone's got a pink.
What?
What do you? I just want to know because I can't see much of this. This is the Bigfoot of dick pics.
Yeah.
So I need to know how big do you think your Bigfoot is?
Yeah, well, flaccid or...
No, we all want to know erect.
Yeah.
Really?
This is more or less... Who tells
your size flaccid?
Well, I don't know. It just seems like a kind of... You're kind of gay, man. No,
dude, we did talk it's about so ominous that we're old men.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think we have standards.
No, there's no bars hole. Like, yeah, we don't have any standard. Like, why am I even...
You just send me your dick pic. Like, you don't have standards.
You asked, though. Come on, Ollie. You have to... This is on you. I didn't do anything wrong here, Ollie.
Yeah, I did ask for it.
This is the perfect definition of it takes two to tango.
Come on, Ollie.
50-50.
50-50, you reckon?
Yeah. Be.
I'll take 10% of it because I really wanted to see that.
You wanted to see full on. Okay, have you guys ever measured?
Yeah.
God, this is...
We measured our boys before you guys came on. When the unnamables were on.
The unnamables, come on. I'm sure they did very well.
It is also very easy to find their names. You just go back enough on this podcast.
There's still like a 15% propriety of people going, bring back, where's Tom and Robbie? Still, to death, till the death.
True.
Yeah. And maybe, I don't know, maybe...
Where's the guy that sort of looks like a fat Michael Klim? And the guy that looks like one of the dudes in Age of Mythology that cuts down trees. Bring them back.
Actual size. Imagine if he was actually the size of one of those men. That's why he needed a mic.
He wants to be.
Holy shit, dude. I barely know that guy, and I know that is on point. That description is 100% on point.
Yeah.
He looks like a goblin. It's mad.
He looks like he definitely, when he dies, he will make this sound. Yo! Not the soldier sound. Yeah.
And the other guy's the one that just goes, wanna know.
That's you, Miss Love. You are the... How much more boss is he than the fucking guy that cuts down trees?
The guy that cuts down trees is very practical, though. He's a harder worker, I assume. I mean, he mines gold.
That's not Robbie at all.
I don't know.
You're better than him.
Thanks, man.
In every which way.
But wait a second.
You're a cutter of souls.
And
that's so much
and
more.
And your dick's bigger than him, too.
Wait. So you measured their cocks. Is that what's happening?
They claim to have measured their cocks.
They claimed.
And then they never told. I think that's what happened. It was a long time ago. The details are very hazy. And now that I think about it, why are they? I'm very interested in the size of people's penises. Yeah. I can still remember Joe's from high school.
Holy crap. Erect? Measured?
21 centimeters.
How many inches is that?
How many inches is that?
I don't know. Yes, I don't know either. I don't know inches.
Neither do I, but I think it's a...
Roughly?
To quote Snoop Dogg, another 8-inch dick classic.
Really?
He's getting close to Snoop. I think
21 centimeters is 8 inches impressive.
Is that 8 inches? Because I know how many. I'll tell you my reveal, but I just want to get, first of all...
So you've measured your jaw?
Yeah, of course.
Ali, have you measured it?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, well, we'll all reveal. Well, well, wait a sec.
All right, no, Joe is 8.26, and
shit.
That's
Joe was known. We probably he won't care. He's a good friend of ours. This is not. This is highly slander talking about how big his dick is. But
he is a very small man. It's almost as if
he's Danny D or whatever his.
Yes, but, lot of his growth went into his cock.
Yes, and that does happen.
That's such gypsy logic.
And my anecdotal,
Dr. Bella Bradgick. My anecdotal has evidence. 2 cents.
Yeah, my anecdotal.
God, how good would it be if he started a daytime TV show that was about doctors and it's just really haphazard medical stuff? If you've got a headache, I highly recommend Panadol instead of heroin. Purely because they're a sponsor.
That's
the only reason I care. Now let's bring out a bear that dances.
Yes. I mean, they say saturated fat is bad for you, but I'm just not quite believing that right now.
Where's that bear?
Mad cow?
That's the name of the show. Where's that bear?
No, Ben. No.
Pew, pew.
The whole show is just a hide and seek of Miss Love looking around this studio. And because it's got a wig on, he can't spot it.
But yeah, Joe was like renowned, right? He was like...
Renowned.
Well, he was like, remember like how our mates would just be like, in one particular, a round-faced man that you're very fond of couldn't hack how big his dick was. Like, he had no proof, and he was just like, it's a load of bullshit. It's pretty big, eh? Like, that was like...
Because he had a very small penis, and much like how
is that a
Joe, he must have. Why else would you get so outraged at someone having a huge schlong?
It's true.
Wealthy people are not jealous of other wealthy people.
Yeah, it's true.
And so I think that's what was happening there. And I think much like how Joe, a lot of his growth went away from his head into his, as the Greeks say, second head. How gross is this saying? Just as a quick side note. A guy that I know used to have a Greek boss when he was an electrician.
Yeah.
And he was eating chips one day, which makes this story so much more disgusting. Was eating chips with his fat fingers, just dipping at the end, licking the oil out. And then he goes, always remember, Dennis, the head down there eats the head up here. How gross is using the word eat?
Yeah, in that scenario,
your penis eats your brain.
Yuck! What is that? Is he trying to say that your people's minds are controlled by their dicks? Is that what he's trying
that's
to say?
That's what he's trying to say, but it's just the most ethnic, just didn't get a hand, way.
Didn't really get a hand on English, though. You know.
Yeah. Just
Isn't this the same?
That's what it is. Instead of English class, they just have Avicii teaching them beats. That's their schooling system.
Isn't this the man whose favorite drink was a pint of beer with a shot of whiskey?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
A pint of beer with a shot of... Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about that friend of ours who was an electrician for 2 days and his boss's favorite drink was... It just gets rid of taste, mate. It's a pint of beer.
Spot on.
Well played.
That is him.
With whiskey in the beer?
Yeah,
some people do that. It's so gross, but some people do do that. So reveal the ex-host's size, and then we'll reveal ours.
21 centimeters.
What, Tom and Robbie?
Oh, those. I don't know what they were. So let's move on to ours. Okay. This is the big part. Fuck those guys.
Well, I was a fan. I got...
He's the one every week. These guys suck.
Bring the other two back. I got a pack of like condoms, and there was some such a hipster thing, but there was like this like measuring tape with the condoms being like, what choice are you? Like, I don't know. So I think it was like really douchey, but of course I tried. I think mine was like bang on or just over. I'm not lying. It was bang on or just over like average, which was like, I think it was, is average six?
6 centimeters.
Seven? No, inches. Inches. Yeah,
this
six
love actually has a chode.
Okay. So I've actually got the calculator here. So six is...
It was six or...
15.24 centimeters.
Maybe it was seven. What's the average?
Sounds pretty average.
What's the average?
I know what the average is. I've done the research on this.
Is the average six or seven?
Well, the world average is 5.5.
Oh, well, on the thing it said it wasn't five. It was more than that. It was like... Well, maybe it was six then. It must have been six.
Well, I'm telling you, man. Like, I've done extensive research on this topic. The world average is 5.5.
Well, I remember being like, I'm average.
The smallest is Korea, with the average being 3.5.
3 inches.
It makes a lot of sense when you go to a norebang.
What's that?
Just a bathhouse.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then you walk
in
there as a white guy and everyone goes, ooh, such a big old penis.
So much pubic hair.
And like, in terms of the biggest in
and
the
why
world.
Why is their penis grey? What is with that?
Oh,
it's
my
just watching
God.
Too much manga.
I hate looking at
manga.
Japanese porn for that.
I can't watch Japanese. Fuck that. It's scary. It's just like two bushes ramming into each other.
No, it's one squid having sex with a bush.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, and really uncomfortably. Anyway, I'm average, basically. I remember being like average. I was like, okay, I'm technically, yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty close to you, Miss Love.
Yeah.
So I am...
This
like
is such
about,
a weird comment. Yeah, even like starting off being like, we're not crass. Fucking hell. Anyway.
25 minutes in.
25 minutes in.
Pathetic.
All right. And then straight after this, prank calls. Anyway.
I know. Welcome to play school a little bit grown up.
Yeah, I think, well, in centimeters or inches? I think in centimeters I'm like 15.
What's that in inch? I don't know.
It's basically just under 6.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd like to say it's 6, but like I'm being real here,
dude. That's still
it does
it's
a
still
trick.
Pretty
it does
fucking,
a trick.
It's still pretty decent. That's like it's decent. That is that. Like
hey,
believe
man.
Me.
Yeah, it's how you use it, you know.
Yeah, like go on, come on, big boy. Here we go. He's like 10.5 around.
Hey, Dad, that's flashing. So that's
10.5 flaccid.
Yeah, when it's erect, it's 30 inches.
Yeah, 30.
Imagine a 30-inch cock.
I don't think your girlfriend. Would, fuck that. 30-inch cock. You know.
It's just so unnecessary.
Have you seen those?
That's just impaling at that point.
Have
like,
you seen those porns?
I don't.
Have you seen those porns where like the guy's a dick? Like I don't know how much. Like it's like a meter, and there's a lot of people that are like it's fake, but I think like there's this one porn where there's these two twin dudes. They're twins. They look like two hicks from Texas, and they're like we double team chicks, and their dicks are like a meter long. They barely feel like it takes so much blood that they barely feel. It's pretty pathetic.
Yeah,
well, you've read an interview with them.
I must have. Jesus Christ. I must have. I just remember.
Nice.
Maybe I just sort of amalgamated that from their scenario because like they were hardly enjoying it. They were just like, yeah, work it. And like they could barely keep a stiffy because it was so big. And it's just insane. Like that's what you're talking about. And it's
wow,
like
they look anemic.
Yeah. Oh, it's just sad. Really.
What's the point of that?
But they're like, they're it's a curse. That's a curse. Because like it can only go in that much. It's retarded, man. I don't know. I just. But is it real? It must be real, right? It's real.
It must be the second layer of hell. Just a clone of you looking at you with a massive cock having sex with one person. Oh.
It's just
and almost passing out consistently.
This chick recently told me that she basically just she took off a guy's pants and said, "I'm not doing."
Happens all the time. Holly's told my girlfriend told me scenarios of her friends where that's happened.
No, because it was too big.
Yeah. Apparently, it happens all the time.
Because I initially thought it was too small, and I was like, "That was that's not fair." And she's like, "No, it was too big." I was like, "Yep, that's fair."
Yeah, it seems it's like it's a strange scenario. I never like. Growing up, you're just like, no such thing, dirty dog. Hey, fucking A. But like now, it's like hearing those stories, it's like, oh, I guess that's it hurt. Like it's a thing. It's a possibility. It hurts them too much. It's just very strange to think that. But like,
this is a very strange segment as well.
What's that guy called? We always just turn into that. How big your dick? How big's your cock? Tell me.
Howard Stern.
Yeah, we're just Howard Stern, Australia style. Anyway, how big's your dick, Jordan?
Way too much, isn't it? You're listening to three Howard Sterns now. So much hair.
So how big's your dick?
I'm quite certain it's bang on 20 centimeters.
Holy
how many inches
what?
Is that?
I don't know.
I think
we're getting on Joe Jackson's territory, a bang on 8-inch dick.
Shit, 8?
What, 20 did you say, Jordan?
I'm quite certain Joe's bigger.
Holy shit.
But I think it was only a little bit bigger.
Damn.
That's 7.8.
Holy shit.
And I can
but
tell you
I'm
one
very,
thing.
I've got to say, nothing in comparison to my dad. He has a huge
How do you know? Yeah, but all dad dicks are big. That's a thing.
How?
Yeah,
it's a thing.
It's,
what do you mean all of them are?
No.
Why does everyone not then?
I don't know. I don't know the science. I'm telling you, the 90s dad dicks, they're all huge. It's just a thing. They're bigger then.
I can vouch for that too.
It's just a fact.
That is also true in my
dad's case.
They probably
ate more protein. Dad dicks are just, yeah, it's just a thing.
And I think the other thing is, it was a long time ago that I saw my dad.
Because me too. I've seen my dad's and it's fucking massive. I've seen it too. It's massive. I remember they're going out of the shower once. You're like, oh shit, it's giant.
Yeah.
All I can remember is that and the audio bite. Fuck off. So it must have been in the shower.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that he's got a meat schlong, which is very unfair.
What the hell?
Wait, so there's that meat means and he's a blood shower. Penis.
Wait, what?
There we go. Now we're getting into the education.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Well, yeah, come on, tell us. What is that? What are you on about?
You're listening to Dolly Doctor with three guys.
Three perverts.
Really, really like talking about cocks.
Yeah.
I swear we're heterosexual.
Not gay at all. Not gay.
So,
this is what happened. Yeah.
Vote no.
Where did that come from?
Why didn't you say that a few months ago, Ali?
Yeah.
Turn that around.
Vote yes.
Jesus.
It's just a meat penis is one that whether it's erect or flaccid, it's pretty much the same size. And then a blood one is your classic Popeye the Sailor Man.
I didn't know a meat penis existed. Yeah, so you're telling me you can have a dick that's a certain size and it gets hard and just goes up a bit, basically.
Yeah.
I think that's what Roko. Maybe?
No. That's what I think too.
Yeah.
A lot of porn stars are like that.
Maybe it's just as soon as you're 50, it's just so tired.
Oh my god.
Sexing.
Dude.
It just gets worked out too
you
much.
You are listening to the Dr. Jim. Like, maybe you're right. Maybe that's a thing.
Maybe. Should we talk about something more substantive?
Yeah, please. Can we move on?
How substantive is it? We're going to talk about the Frankfurt School now.
Yeah, that's the comment.
Nice.
I hate it. You've got to
talking about
suck
a Frankfurt
up, right?
To Frankfurt School. Anyway, cocks.
There's a few people in your audience that are smart enough.
Mm.
And they don't want to hear about dicks all the time. So Frankfurt School is something that will satisfy them.
We're all about the mix here. We're all about variety.
And all the perverts. You can jerk off to Jordan's size.
The dick thing is going to get such a good response, though. You know it will. You know everyone's
dude,
sad,
like it will get
true.
A good
it's
response.
The same
and
response
a bad
as last
response.
Time. Everyone's just going to go, he's lying. It's not 27.
Yes.
All these Jesse Searles across the nation.
Because
I've got an 8 centimeter penis, you can't have a 21.
But here's the thing. I can as bad as this sounds, I can second what Jordan said. I haven't seen.
His dick
erect, but at one point Jordan was really into flashing.
True.
What do you mean at one point? I've seen his ass. Well, I guess that's
not
the same.
I haven't seen his cock.
Yeah, I've only okay. You've seen the package.
You weren't here for the bad old days of this podcast, Mislav. How reflective is this? But flashing was how we introduced the show.
I remember this. You told me this. That was just like always.
That was the best
being
pod ever where
great.
Robbie showed his dick. And
did he? At 3 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, I remember this. And then the janitor saw it and was like, not again.
Not the janitor.
Not the janitor.
The guy that had the graveyard shift. Just at that moment.
Damn.
The only other human being probably in the suburb at that point.
Wait, the guy that does it like, it's just 1 to 4 in the morning playing Afro Beach, exclusive Afro Beach, because that's what people want to hear today. Just people love Afro Beach. Do you understand how much people like Afro Beach? Do you understand? Is it that show?
Yeah.
Fuck off, Afro Beach.
I've just got to say, Happy Kwanzaa, all right? I'm not saying Happy Christmas. That guy walked out going, sick of this Merry Christmas stuff. So offensive. It's Kwanzaa, right? Kwanzaa. He walked out, looked at Robbie. At that point, because we were convincing him for
do
half
it.
An hour, go, do it. And at that point, he flashed it. Might I just say, pathetically small.
Oh.
And then
I didn't even look at him. I just couldn't do it.
You couldn't look.
I couldn't look. As soon as he showed it, for some conscious kicked in me and I just looked away. I regret it to this day.
To this day. I'm going to this day.
But,
that's
again,
incredible.
Speaking of Frankfurt, talk about it,
yeah,
Ali. Let's stop talking about penises.
Yeah, this is... Yeah.
Wow.
Our credibility
is
going
so bizarre how we're moved on. Okay, so...
it's in the name, Frankfurt.
So one of the comments... one of the comments on from last time's pod was, who basically was a cross between Jesus and Chris Angel...
That's not
a difference. No difference. No difference.
No, no, no. That's
Chris Angel's. How good would that be if that was a hymn in church? Mind Frank.
The changing water into wine.
Yes,
that's the theme music.
Yeah, I'll change this bread wafer into a fajita, bro.
And then Jesus said, "I'm going to stay underground for 3 weeks."
Yeah, yeah. Jesus said, "Let's rock out to Psalm 41's Fat Lip."
And Jesus said, "Yay to those who have a concave chest and really weird crosses around their nipples."
There is no man I would want to be left in a room alone with less than that Chris Angel guy.
That was a Frankfurt segment.
You just know you're going to get touched up.
Oh, yeah. And not just that. You know,
and like your dick pierced
eyes.
At the same
like a
time.
Demonic man. Anyway,
he's crazy individual.
So scary. Anyone that gets into magic, let's be honest, freak.
They're doing it for sex.
Yeah,
there's I always no wanted two to ways. Be a
and
magician.
That is not.
A, yeah,
you want
look at you now.
Sorry, Ali. Hey, palm reading's cool. Yeah, palm reading's cool. Cool. Is it like
mentalism
mystic-
is sick too?
That show with that chick, The Mentalist?
No, that's just... I'm guessing that you're thinking of Seven. Oh, my God, why? Because 40% of people do.
I know, yeah. I know very basic versions of it. If you can hide a tissue or something in your fist, I can tell which one it is every time.
Oh, yeah. No, that's cool. That's cool because it's at least got some statistical fucking...
It's got zero statistics. It's just reactions. But, okay, Frankfurt School... How much time are you guys willing to give me for this? Because that will depend on how I take this segment.
I know all about it.
70 seconds.
So yeah. That was Frankfurt segment. Thank you.
Actually, let's just sum it up each. Just to start it off with. Commies. That's all I got.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Okay, so Frankfurt School begins with Marxism. Because Frankfurt School is basically an offshoot of Marxism. So what happens is that... Marxism basically comes up with this theory of what sort of contradictions would eventually lead to a workers' revolution.
Why are you looking at me? I've read Death of the West. Look at him.
Yeah, that's what that was about Marxism, right?
It was.
Have
it was
you
all,
actually read?
It was 2/3 of Death of the West is Pat Buchanan slamming the Frankfurt School.
Really? Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. Okay. That's pretty cool.
And he thinks, just before you get into it, he thinks that. The Frankfurt School is infiltrated. He said it came over to America post World War II.
He's
and
right,
it,
yeah.
And it grew in New York in Brooklyn or some shit, and it's grew
Columbia
there.
University.
Yeah, well, there you go. And he said that it's infiltrated all of America.
Well,
now.
That's interesting. So,
yeah.
So anyway, so what happens? Like, Marxism is basically about these contradictions that will eventually lead to a workers' revolution. The general consensus amongst the communist country, or the Marxists just before the Second World War was that if war comes to Europe, that will lead to the revolution because it will sort of qualify all of the contradictions that Marx was talking about. It doesn't happen, right? So then this particular group based in Frankfurt, Germany, says there's got to be something wrong. And they decided that we're focused too much on economics. It's actually the cultural reasons why the revolution couldn't actually come about.
Exactly.
And so they focused all of their energy on cultural aspects. During the Nazi regime, they basically got kicked out and they moved to New York.
Yeah.
And they're founder of the critical theory, which essentially is the idea that you kind of look at... modern day issues, they're the forefathers of identity politics in a sense, because they're the ones that sort of, so Marxists would always say stop dividing people into women, men, race, it's all the working class versus the bourgeoisie, and the Frankfurt School was basically like, yeah, that's where you're going wrong, you're thinking of it in an economic point of view, this is a cultural point of view. So they focused most of their work on art what art should represent and what art should not represent. And also critical theory. So like it's Chomsky is influenced by from Frankfurt School as well, because they used Marxist ideas to analyze culture and how to influence. So one of the key tenets of Marxism was the alienation of the working class. The idea that if you work in this capitalist system, it eventually leads you to being completely alienated. Yeah. And if you are bombarded with media and art, that sort of is escapist. So, you know, the idea, have you seen, what's that movie, Life is Beautiful, that old movie about the Holocaust?
No.
It was basically the story of how this father in during the Nazi occupation created this world for his kid that was supposed to be like to make him feel better.
Right.
And so the Frankfurt School was like, this is exactly the reason why we couldn't bring about a revolution, because it normalizes the thing, and it also like makes you it gives you a feeling that
figured out that the quickest way to influence a people is by their culture, which is true.
Something that they... So they were like, so all of art should be
towards
exposing the reality
and making
people understand that life is shit, actually, and you need to come up with ideas to make it better.
Mm.
What those ideas would be is something that the critical... the Frankfurt School wasn't that particularly interested in.
So is this postmodernism?
This is a bit different from postmodernism. Yeah. So the difference with postmodernism and Frankfurt School is that Frankfurt School believes in this ideology. So what they think is that if an ideology essentially means that my version of reality or my perspective can be objectively true, and it is objectively true, which is why I believe in it. A postmodernist feels that there is no objective reality. So if you're looking at, let's say, a keyboard, you're looking at it from one angle, I'm looking at it from another angle, and Mislav is looking at it from the third angle. We're all looking at the same object, but we all have equally different perspectives about it, and they're all valid. Someone from the Frankfurt School of Critical Theory would say, no, there is objective reality, and my analysis says that my version is the objective reality, and I'm going to base all of my opinions based on that fact.
Damn, ABC Kids is postmodern as fuck.
What? Well,
what do you mean?
Because every single kid show is everybody's different, but they're all special.
Yeah.
So that's postmodernist theory in a nutshell.
Yeah, it is. And you know when you were...
Sorry. But there was kids at our school that kind of looked like Crew in Pirates of the Caribbean that were perpetually dead. They are not equal to the rest of us. They look like giant scabs.
Yeah. I particularly don't agree with postmodernism.
No one agrees with this.
Sure.
Except
anyone that went to COFA. That's it.
Yeah. It's the dominant... So, you know how, Mislav, you were saying that Frankfurt School is the dominant thing on university campuses?
Yeah.
That was true at some point. Now it's postmodernism.
Oh, so it actually shifted from that.
It shifted. You'd still find a lot of people that believe in critical theory, too. And they always have this tussle with postmodernists. Suppose it's funny. Like Chomsky had this amazing thing to say about it. He was like, he went to some lecture in Israel, and he basically was just shitting on Israel like always. and this one professor lady
the lecture.
Yeah, the lecture. This one professor lady got up, and she was just saying like, "Look, I'm not disagreeing with anything that you're saying, but you do realize that that's your perspective and your reality is different from someone else's reality. So there is no really objective truth." And Chomsky was like, "That is the most preposterous statement anyone could ever come up with. It basically just maintains the status quo. It is for the elite to maintain their business while the professors are squabbling over what perspective is valid. Whereas I am telling you there is objective reality and I am telling you what it is."
Yeah.
Yay.
So I respect Frankfurt School in that way.
No one tells it like it is more than Chomsky. It goes number two, Pauline Hanson, number one, Chomsky.
So, I don't know. You got this mixed up. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, you're right. In fact, Chomsky doesn't even make it into the top 10.
Yeah.
Barnaby Joyce,
Clive Palmer, then the Hamburglar, then Chomsky. Basically, in terms of those perspectives, postmodernism is saying that there's no objective... Postmodernism says that there's no... That one perspective... Like, there's no objective perspective, but then the difference is Marx is... The Frankfurt School is saying that... They're saying that, like, there are...
So there is an objective reality.
So postmodernism is more radical. Really?
In a way, it sounds interesting, but it's really saying nothing.
It's stupid. Postmodernism.
It sounds really sophisticated. If you talk to a postmodernist, you'd be like, "Yeah, you're really smart, but what the hell did you say?" Like,
yeah,
I don't think you said
anything. For a postmodernist, they think that you look at a glass of water and it's like we're both seeing different things. It's
we're both
seeing
different things.
No, we're not. We're not, because it's a fucking glass of water.
Yeah, exactly.
Numb nuts.
So, So Frankfurt School is critical. I'd like to call it critical theory. So critical theorists they perform a really good function. A lot of people say that they're bad because they constantly criticize things, but they don't build anything, which is kind of true. They're kind of not interested in building things.
Are they anti-religion as well? Yeah, they are.
Yeah, well, Marxists generally are anti-religious.
Anti-religion,
Yeah, you can't be like a proper Marxist if you're a believer, pretty much.
Yeah.
So these guys, I lost my track. But
goddamn commies! You were saying that they don't add anything to society; they just criticize.
Yeah, so that's the criticism that they get, right? That they're basically just tearing things down, building anything up. But here's my argument that they're absolutely vital for the society to get better. So they might not be building things, but their criticisms are very valid.
Pat would disagree with you.
I would.
He doesn't like critical theorists.
The School of Frankfurt, Frankfurt School.
Are we just talking about School of Frankfurt, or are we talking about critical theorists?
They're
in
both
general?
The same.
The
same
thing.
They're both the same.
They're exactly the same in every scenario.
Not in every scenario, but like critical theory is, you know, like also a name for Frankfurt School.
Okay. So you think that Frankfurt School is necessary?
Yes, it's.
But you're not a huge fan, so no, it's kind of like plies in hip hop.
I love
this. He needed to be there.
That's an amazing. I like that. I like that. Analogy.
No one used the word chopper for gun as much as him before. That was necessary.
So
he was the backbone.
Their criticism enables the society to improve.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bit by bit every time. So you could say that they're not building anything, but anyone that is building something needs to look at critical theorists to understand how to build shit.
Mm.
So they perform that function quite well.
But capitalists hate them. I mean,
yeah, because
a capitalist would say
they're Marxist.
They're all useless. Cunt.
Well,
people. I shouldn't say that word. That's horrible.
Well, capitalists themselves are the words that you use. So, I don't understand.
Who do you think is more necessary for society if you had to get rid of one?
Well, capitalists or...
critical theorists.
That's a difficult question.
I mean, true.
Or art teachers for primary school.
That's an easy answer now. But Pat's whole...
Capitalist.
Okay, what's
Pat's whole argument is that these guys are destabilizing the sort of mainframe of American society because it's anti-religion, anti-capitalist, basically anti-traditionalists, which means he kind of paints it as like they're what they've manifested into is essentially SJWs.
So yeah, that I understand, but the root of that actually goes back even before Marx to Hegel. Hegel was this German philosopher, and he came up
with this
understanding that. So let's say so the bourgeois or the capitalist revolution after the feudal revolutions, who we consider the bourgeois of today, were the revolutionaries of the time because they changed the order from feudal serfdom to modern day capitalism, right? And Hegel looked at it in this way. He said that the only thing that we can be sure of is the process of change. So we can never be sure if feudalism will forever survive or if capitalism will always survive because these things change all the time. But what we do know is the fact that it changes. So what we need to focus on is the contradictions within a change.
Right.
So and then Marx sort of took that over and said that, all right, so if we understand from Hegel that it's the contradiction, it's the process of change that's more important, then how do we facilitate that change? And that's where the idea of socialism and Marxism sort of developed. So critical theorists or Frankfurt School, they come from that school of thought, right? So for them, maintaining the status quo is irrelevant because the status quo never stays the same. What stays the same is the idea of change, and that's what they focus on.
Yeah. I got to say, I'm not a fan of these. I mean, of that those sort of like grandiose philosophical ideas that are in the theory. Like, I get what you're saying, but like basically all that dude said was like, it's kind of like saying like, it's kind of like being like, life is going to happen. So it's like, okay, cool. Life is going to happen. So what's your policy? We'll just keep drinking water. It's like, okay. Have you got anything else? It's like, no. We'll keep drinking water.
No, there's policies.
Do you know what I mean? It's just like, no, I know things change.
Well, look, Marxism had policies.
It's the drink of the bourgeois.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's a very grandiose idea that, like, is just kind of a fact, isn't it? Things change.
No, look, it's a philosophical idea.
Yeah,
I understand,
but I get
that.
I get you.
But what I'm also saying is that it's not that there's an absence of policies. Maybe Frankfurt School, but not Marxism. So what they did was, if they realized that contradictions was the only thing that's important, so they thought of this reality, which was socialism, and eventually communism.
Yeah,
right. And so socialism was supposed, communism wasn't supposed to be enacted in Marxism. Communism was supposed to be an end product of what society would eventually go up.
No, I know.
Right? So what Marx said was, if we want socialism to be the reality, then what sort of policies can we generate to facilitate
to
that
manifest
process,
it. Yeah, and the,
right?
And
that
the
includes, you know, nationalization, all the socialist policies. So those are legit policies.
No, I'm not saying, I understand.
To help
that
transition into a society that
the actual
would
Frankfurt
be perceived
school,
better.
Yeah, the actual Frankfurt School was like a guidebook on how to manifest socialism in society.
Exactly,
yeah.
Through cultural means rather
cultural
than
means,
economic
yeah.
means.
Yeah.
Which
who
is something...
Who Pat Buchanan thinks, like, Marilyn Manson is.
I understand. That. I understand how he would say that,
yeah.
And in a way, he's right. It did lead to more than the identity politics. But the thing is, man, A, it came from a good space, and B, standing up for rights of communities is not necessarily as bad as you might think of it in current reality.
I get that. For me, it's kind of like, if it's a criticism, and again, this is like, Jordan's to blame for this. I'd basically be a libertarian if it wasn't for him. Damn you. But basically, if it's a critique of the economic side of capitalism, or like hardcore capitalism, then I'm all for it. But some of the arguments are, I mean, this is a very Band-Aid solution to a problem. But Pat Buchanan's like, look at the statistics of how if a religion declines in society, their population declines. It's like, it's proven. So he's like, here's this school of thought that is anti-religion.
I think that's where Pat Buchanan is getting it wrong. So I do understand the idea, if religion decreases in society, so would the population.
It's
but
the
that's
fact.
Not because... No. He's making a few judgments there. So it's not because of religion.
Goddamn fact.
It's not because of religion. What
stop
it is,
having a crowbar under a semi-trailer that you drive.
Well, I got to be careful in case there's strange about lurking.
It's because of...
Can't afford a gun.
It's because of economic strange. Independence. It's because of economic affluence. So, in fact, I was actually reading up this research, which should be interesting to you, by this professor from Norway. And he's got this mathematical... this whole chart that he made. And he reckons that the population will not exceed over 11 billion at any point.
Yeah, I've heard this. He says it'll just equalize for some reason.
He'll say it's equalized.
So 11 billion is probably too many people. Yeah.
That's what he was saying too. But he was like, what are you going to do, kill people?
Yes.
Jordan was saying that since high school. Like, I'm pretty sure you said that. You were like, we've got to nuke
I suggested
the world.
It every geography
yeah,
lesson.
Yeah, you did. We have to nuke half the world. And then I was just like, Jordan, that's horrible. You have no empathy. And he was just like, it has to be done. And it's taken me 11 years, but now I'm like,
yeah,
maybe he's right.
It's also like, so people that say, yeah, we've got to like kill people, why not
don't
start
do
off
that.
With
just say
them?
Exterminate.
Would anyone
say-
yeah, would anyone notice if Trinidad was nuked? No one knows where it is. Let's just start with countries that no one knows the name of.
But Trinidad would say, let's start with Australia.
I know
Australia because of Crocodile Dundee. We're safe.
I mean,
I only know Trinidad because it has the word dad in it.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
That's their claim to fame.
I have to say, I don't know where it is.
Yeah, if you can't locate it on a map, it's new.
It's gone.
Well, why don't we get Tobago too at the same time?
Yeah, I don't know where that
fine,
is.
Fine, fine. If it's a package deal, it's a package deal.
They do have
Quebec,
one
stop
sports team, Trinidad
yeah,
and Tobago.
Stop. Stop speaking
French. French Canada has to go.
It has to
go.
Number
it's
one.
It's just annoying.
You're in Canada. Just give it up.
Wales? What's going on there?
Wales?
Just go.
Oh, I thought you meant the animal. I'm like, that's a bit of a jump from the environmentalism.
And one of the Congos, Democratic Republic of the Congo, and what's the other one? Just the Republic of the Congo?
So I think
two similar in names.
So I think slanderous. One Congo. Isn't this slander
is
FM?
Yeah, I think there's two Sudans, but one Congo.
You're listening to 2LT here with Alan Jones.
But anyway, so that was, so you know, fake Jesus, that was... That was your suggestion.
But he said the population will level out at 11 billion, and what he said that...
Yeah, so what he was arguing was, bringing it back to the point of view where, like, if religion decreases, so does population. So what he's saying is that most women have a lot of kids for a few reasons. One, infant mortality. So the idea of kids dying a lot...
So poverty usually encourages...
Yeah, poverty, lack of medical facilities, stuff like that. Second...
religion.
Not religion.
This is
right?
like the one topic I know anything about, just because I read these radical books. Sorry, continue.
So it's literally kids working at farms. That's if you're living in that sort of a society, you need more and more kids.
Yeah,
that's
why.
So
that's India's,
actually
yeah,
that's why India is right. But that's what so. Literally 30, 40 years ago, people were assuming that the population boom is going to be in East Asia, and it did not turn out to be because they kind of got
one child.
Rich. Yeah. No, they got rich.
Yeah, right.
So they got rich and they realized their affluence. Medical facilities improved.
Obviously, when affluence goes up.
They weren't depending on farming so much, so no one's caring about it. So what people are caring about now is Africa, because Africa is the population time bomb. And so what this guy's, so the professor from Norway, or seen where he was from, his idea was that in both scenarios, let's say that Africa does not get any affluence. The infant mortality rate is going to be so high that it will never exceed 11 billion. If they do get better, then automatically their population drive is going to go lower anyways.
Yeah.
So he was saying that we're kind of stressing out about stuff that we might not need to. And he was saying like 11 billion we'd probably reach, but not over than that, because people will die. It'll just equalize eventually.
Yeah, right.
And he was saying, but here's the concern for you though. What he did not mention was that obviously if you're looking at it from like the white people, the Asian people, the black people and the brown people, then obviously the white people are going to go down in numbers. But the overall population is still going to be balanced though.
Right. But do you think that the School of Frankfurt is jeopardizing the American way of life values.
But they said that they do.
This is so good.
They hated
from
the U.S.,
that to just
man.
Like, Christina Aguilera was a bit too raunchy and dirty, this
that's,
soundtrack.
That's like not even a joke. He's just like, it's a serious issue. It seems like it's not, but it's going to seep into the subculture, and you can't just get rid of that.
So Frankfurt School thrive... on being so one of the, I can't remember his name, but one of the key figures of Frankfurt School, one of his things was that I hate America because everyone wants me to be happy and smiling, and he's like, I do not want to do that, because in his mind,
because you're an autistic lecturer.
Germany.
Sure. No, but he's saying that's the reason why the revolution is not happening, because everyone's just happy about stuff. So he's like, I want to be depressed. So he loved, so he hate. So they hated the U.S. because it was capitalist as hell. But they wanted to live in the U.S. because it gave them the sort of juices to keep working. They like to be in misery.
Right. God, you can just tell their favorite movie was A Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
So wanky.
But man,
it's the olden day version of saying, Pulp Fiction.
But don't that's so true. But don't you think it's very complicated. I don't know, man. I kind of feel like they're wankers.
It's just true, yes. Exactly.
Yeah, they're wankers. And also, it's so fucking wanky to think you can just take down the states by being like you know, do you really need that extra patty on that burger? Hell yeah, I do.
Hell yeah.
But I mean,
I think what they're missing is that in modern day we can look at it.
Can they go too far in America? Could they go too far?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
would you want them to succeed? Would you want religion
to be
abolished?
Look, I don't think that. Again, these communist ideas of like religion being opium society and eventually should be abolished. I think what people don't realize is that these weren't supposed to be policies. These were supposed to be eventual stages of human development.
Yeah.
You know how we went on. So 90% of our human civilization has been living in a primitive communist era, which is essentially the hunter-gatherer society. It's very similar to communism, but it's just very primitive. So it's not very difficult to imagine a society where we can live on similar terms, because 90% of our society has already been that.
Why didn't they move to Norway or whatever? Why didn't they move to the Scandinavia?
Because like America was a safe haven for people persecuted by the Nazis at the time.
True.
They enriched the American society. They were like incredibly smart people, and they were doing some exceptional work. There's repercussions to things, and I can understand how certain aspects of their ideology might have affected your personal understanding of the world in a bad way now.
Mm.
But they provided an extremely important function, which was to regulate capitalism.
But see, they came up with a critical theory.
Yeah, critical.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, critical theory is just an idea of being able to criticize things. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it doesn't stand for much on its own.
If they influenced America economically, I think that can be a positive. I just don't know about culturally. Maybe they go hand in hand.
Like the small things, like in America, are actually like the idea of food stamps.
That was them.
No, it wasn't them. But like, what I'm trying to argue is like these ideas are a repercussion of. So this is again a Marxist concept. The welfare state was created in Britain, in Western Europe, to avoid communism. And what they were arguing was that after Russian Revolution, a lot of the countries in Western Europe were just shit scared, as you can imagine, that, oh, this is going to happen to us. Mm. So how do we avoid this? So they're like, okay,
the Bolsheviks.
Feed them enough to keep them quiet. And that was the invention of the welfare state.
Yeah.
Just to ensure that the communists don't take over. And in a way, you could like, you know, the welfare state's a mad concept. No communism, no welfare state. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
So these guys perform functions that are very, very crucial to our modern day. Like, you know, you wouldn't want Medicare.
No, I get that. But I just feel like, one, I'm not saying it could go too far, but one, I would be very dubious and sort of curious and to know to what extent that them influencing American culture, to what ingrained psychological what that could do to this country, but what it could actually do. It's like you can't really just take that back once it infiltrates. It's like the results are unknown. It's kind of like taking a drug and being like, all right, I hope this, let's see what happens. Two, SJW is pretty annoying.
Yeah, SJWs
it's a pretty
annoying.
Lame result. Like I'd almost want.
But you know,
but the thing is, there's all people that are competing to shape the culture of the US.
Oh yeah, there are.
So these are always just unknown quantities that.
That's true. That's true. And don't believe me. I'm not like. You know, it could be good, but you know, I don't think we should let them go wild. Having said that, let Marco Rubio go wild. I'm not saying that at all. There's obviously insane perspectives. On throughout the whole spectrum, I've sort of just been I've got a bias against it because of this this book.
No,
Pat Buchanan's Death of the West, which I think should have been called Too Much Ass.
What
do you think? It should have just been Pat Buchanan just looking kind of disgusted at like a music video clip going.
Definitely, it should have been called. It should have been called. Hot dogs and soda pops. Where did we go wrong? That's basically what all it is.
Like Mike Huckabee's book, Guns, Grits, and Gravy.
Damn. That's mad.
Pat Buchanan and another thing.
Yeah. But it is actually good to hear you talk about it because it's essentially you're like demystifying it. And if you... food stamps are a good thing.
No,
raising the minimum wage is a good thing.
I must say that I am not saying that food stamps were created by the Frankfurt School. That is That's not what that.
Who were they created by? It wasn't the Republicans.
I wouldn't say that. I think, if I'm not wrong, I think it was created pretty much in the 60s. I think it was a Republican government.
Holy crap. Republican governments
used to be amazing.
Yeah,
like,
Abe Lincoln was a Republican, right? Wasn't
he? Yeah, Abe Lincoln was Republican. But even much after Abe Lincoln, too.
Wait, what's his name? The New Deal guy? Was he a Dem or a Republican?
Yeah, FDR.
Yeah, I think the major difference
in the 50s and 60s between the Republicans and the Democrats was the Republicans just used to think we should and can win a nuclear war. That was mostly what they were into.
Would Bernie have been a Republican in the 50s?
Yes. No. Well, his policies, if you read his policies now, it's basically the Republican playbook
in the
50s.
That's true.
Yeah, right. Far out. That's so strange.
He's basically, he was a New Deal.
Yeah. So that's what makes me think that conservatism isn't necessarily a good word, because it's like, you should be able to be flexible. You know what I mean?
But you know what? Actually, in a way, this is something that you should probably, in a way, the right wing also went extremely cultural, too. Wasn't this like Jordan?
Two kinds of tomato ketchup.
What was Chomsky saying, that Trump would be an inevitable result of basically moving your politics away from economics and to culture, because you can't convince people on the sort of economic policy that you're putting out.
And that's
scary. What was exactly his thing about that?
He was saying that,
well, a matter of time.
Buck her up, kids. Here he is, Chomsky.
37 minutes later, inevitable.
All right, so anyway, the point is, he was saying that.
Let's smack that ass.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I love him saying perverse
things. What I'm saying
things.
Is, Christina Aguilera's "Dirty" was really arousing.
Britney's still hot
if you squint enough, and you really take out of your mind the fact that she is addicted to menthol cigarettes. Why does it have to be menthol?
Yeah, he was saying that.
The Republican Party is not representative of the general population. It is a very special interest niche fringe party that has co-opted a mainstream party, but it clearly serves the interests of the elite, so they don't talk about that. They have to rile a base of gun nuts, nativists, crazy people that are out there in large numbers, and they are organized. And if you're going to do that, eventually your base becomes insane. And this is why you keep getting this descending clown show that is the Republican primaries every year. The phenomenon about Trump is that he happened so late. I was expecting this to happen 8-12 years ago.
Yeah. And it's basically Republicans moving away from economics to cultural aspects.
And both sides
are guilty of this shit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, both sides, definitely.
Yeah.
In fact, the Democrats, as always, are being reactionary to the Republicans.
Well, wasn't a big thing that Obama did was being like, we will put, I don't know why, Obama as Clinton, we will put a man in the woman's bathroom if it's the last policy that I put through.
Yeah, that's what
Sam,
he said.
That's his man on the moon speech.
But we will,
by 2019, have a man in the woman's
But
camp.
That happened. That's what was like, that was like a big thing for the Dems.
Yeah,
that's
but that
so
was
good.
Also and a big thing for the Republicans.
Not because it's easy, but because it's hard.
Yes. What do you mean the Republican? Oh, well.
As in, like, obviously, they took up that issue, too.
Being like, we will keep
Dude,
him
it takes
out.
Two to tango, right? So one party could go, yeah, we're gonna allow transgender people to use the bathroom that they want to use, and the other party is going, absolutely unacceptable.
Whoa, yeah, but
because
yeah,
it wouldn't
true.
Have been a news cycle for the Democrats that occurred.
Yeah,
it was only a news cycle because Rush Limbaugh caught out on that. Was just listening to the Congress and going, oh my God, did I just hear that? They're not even going to put it between their legs and pretend that it's a vagina. Yeah, this is outrageous. And he talks about it for 6 months.
Maybe I'm just an old conservative.
Maybe.
But I mean, to go for economic policy is obviously something is way more significant. But I mean, it's just that politics is always going to be social. It's always going to be cultural stuff as well.
Yeah,
it just wasn't.
But it's cool that it wasn't.
If you listen to speeches from the 60s in America...
Oh, it was so good, wasn't it? It was just... It was.
I mean,
just,
okay, it was about man landing on the moon.
It was numbers.
That's the difference.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It wasn't about gay marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really huge aspirations, things that would move humanity forward. And, you know, there's a reason the reason they did want to go to the moon is just so they could prove to the Russians that they could shoot a missile to the moon.
So scary. So scary. That is
incredible in itself. It's not only can we blow up the world, we can blow up all satellite and planets around it.
So it was also
a piece of trash orbiting in the space. Boom.
It was also because of
Take
Sputnik.
That, Frenchies.
Frenchies.
Russian technology had actually surpassed American technology. So they were like, we have got to send a man on the moon to make
Russian.
A
wait,
in,
Russian?
In a classic Paul Sputnik, v. Logan Paul sibling rivalry, they just had to outdo each other.
And it was like actually like it's a testament to communism in a way that a backward society like Russia gains space superiority over the U.S. in a matter of few years. That in itself is quite remarkable.
It is. All those babushkas fucking making sauerkraut. Just gave them the energy they needed.
It's probably not too far from the
truth. I know.
Yeah.
I know. It just sustains. It's just more. It's more nutritious than like burgers, which is what like middle America was eating in the fucking 60s.
And I bet you the Sputnik is just a giant babushka doll,
made of
you
wood.
Know, every stage just falls apart as it goes further in space. It just gets into a smaller babushka.
Incredible.
Should we go to tell him to suck a lemon?
I think we should. We absolutely should. But that was good. We'll continue this next time.
So
we'll talk about some other ideology next time.
It's interesting.
In a segment, should we just call it from now on? Ooh, fancy that.
Yes, we should.
There's always talk like that. We need to capture a goblin. And tell him that we're going to kill one of his kids unless he says that every lesson. We don't even pre-record it. We just put a gun to his head every time. We go, ooh, thank you, Dad. Oh. All right, so here's the segment. Tell him to suck a lemon.
Yeah, this is our version.
We're going to pretend
it's so good.
That one of us
times
is...
like these. Sorry, I'm just very happy.
Oh, I think we all are. Yeah. Except for Ali. He's very sad about it. He doesn't like the taste of lemons.
No, I am preparing to record this because I'm going to put it up on some video platform.
It's full of vitamins.
Wow.
It's full of vitamins.
It is, as what the commercial radio station that we work for has just cottoned on to, multi-platform.
Yes.
Integrate.
I am running out of battery, so do it quickly.
Then reintegrate again.
Okay, so do you want me to be the guy being interrogated or do you want to be the detective?
I wanna. I don't know. What do you mean?
Oh, man.
Just suck
the lemon, Miss Love, and we're gonna interrogate you.
All right.
Well, hold up.
Do I just put it in my mouth and chomp? Now?
Yeah, and then okay. Here we go. God. So what's gonna happen is you're gonna suck the lemon.
Yeah.
You're going to answer this interrogation because you're telling. Yeah, just going, tell him. No, actually, it should be me then. Tell him to suck a lemon. So I should be the one doing it, and you're just saying like, I ain't saying nothing.
Okay. Okay.
All right, you goddamn beatnik. It's time to dance. Where were you on January the 26th, 2022?
I ain't saying nothing.
You sure don't talk for somebody who's got such a big mouth. I've seen you down at the Big Easy's. Thinking that you've got all the girls to the side.
He's so... I told you once.
Oh!
He's so sour.
Looks so Asian.
Should I do it? That's pretty mean. I told you
once. I'm
not going
to do it in that accent.
I told you a thousand times.
Yep.
I ain't saying nothing.
Maybe a swift beat to the head will loosen your mouth. You goddamn communist. That's right. We got your papers. We know you went to university. You've been infiltrated by them goddamn I Love Lucy shows, ain't you? That's what you watch, you damn hippies. Watch some goddamn American football.
Oh, God.
Wait, okay. So, is each one of us supposed to do this?
So thorough.
Jesus.
Suck
what is
the
with?
Lemon.
Suck on them lemons.
Why were warheads announced as so sour?
Just go just the natural suck a way.
Lemon. Just suck a lemon. All right, so are we all supposed to do this now? Give me one, too.
You want
to
go?
Yeah, I want to go.
All right, I'll turn the camera around.
Interrogate him.
No, I interrogate.
Oh. Jesus.
So what were you...
Who's interrogating?
...doing last night in that closet by yourself?
I sure as hell wasn't a shucking a lemon. I was eating an orange.
Why did you have a goat's head on your head? Are you part of the Bilderberg? Are you friends with Beyonce?
Ollie's really good
do you,
at this.
Do you suck Jay-Z's cock?
I'm really scared.
Oh, shit. Oh, we've run out of battery.
I can't handle it.
Keep going, though. We've got the audio.
I can't handle it.
It's incredible. You just look sour face.
I'm actually frightened.
It's really scary watching someone eat a lemon go,
yeah,
this is just like an apple for me.
All right, I'm a commie. I'm a god.
Answer the question.
I'm a commie. I'm in the Illuminati. I love Jay-Z. I'm a commie Illuminati Jay-Z lover.
He's got him.
Have you had sex with Hillary Clinton? Have you had sex with Hillary Clinton?
She made me slap her ass once, and it was big.
Oh, the Trump voter was just a disguise there.
And it was
no, a Trump voter. Don't you reckon a Trump voter really wants to slap Hillary's ass?
Oh, for sure.
I wanted to do more, but I couldn't.
God, he's good. So he's the guy that rigged the election. We're looking at him.
Shit, why am I still eating this?
And that was the segment.
Tell him to suck a lemon.
I want
to
try one. So you want to go?
Yeah.
Well, we can't record it anymore, unfortunately.
Well, let's just do it anyway. I really want to try
it. Just stopped. Maybe it was too long, but the point is, this is extremely
boring.
It's going,
go, Miss Love.
We should start with this.
Tell him to suck a lemon.
Miss Love is currently sucking a lemon, as you could probably tell.
Why did you choose to invest with the chick from Boost in her company? Is she an Illuminati?
It's because she's got nice cans, all right? What can I say? I'm a fan of cans.
It's so much worse than a warhead. Is she evil or are her fruit juice drinks healthy?
It's amazing how much eating a lemon completely obliterates your mind being able to make sense.
I don't know.
Don't know what you're saying anymore.
It's so sour.
Who'd have thought that a lemon would be?
You secretly love Trump?
I ain't saying I am against him, you know. I'm one of them fence sitters. What do you call them? One of them guys that decides on their day.
If anyone's playing at home, eat a lemon. It's way more hectic than you'd imagine.
As if this isn't more intense than an acid.
Than an acid tab?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
As intense as marijuana.
You don't get this
the gateway drug
flavor.
He's gone straight for it.
It's kind of addictive.
All right, I think we've got to get out of here because we're running out. But we've learned a lot.
It's
we learned about penis sizes, Frankfurt School, and then
lemons.
We just sucked the fun fact most sugary of all of the fruits.
Yeah, and
could
if you
guess?
And if you want to check out the video of us chewing on these lemons, then
it will be available somewhere
on Holesworthy Live, right?
No, yeah. We'll put it on the Facebook page.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys. Christ.
Oh, remember the patented slogan that we've been saying
what
for
is
an
it?
Entire one
I
episode?
Hey, sit on it.